The U.S. seemed just as surprised to find another secret was out, thanks once again to NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Now, senior White House officials tell CBS News that they're warning their allies about what Snowden might release next. There is a better understanding of what Snowden has, but there is no way of knowing the next shoe to drop. German leader Angela Merkel said her trust in the U.S. has been severely shaken after allegations this week that the NSA tapped her private cell phone. Snowden's latest batch of leaked documents delivered to a newspaper also alleged that the NSA accessed tens of thousands of French phone records and tapped the phones of 35 world leaders. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said spying tactics were under review.
We want to ensure we're collecting information because we need it and not just because we can.
Germany and France are demanding to know why the National Security Agency threw such a wide spying net. They were caught up in it. They want the U.S. to sign up to a code of conduct like the no spying deal the U.S. has with Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. And there's talk of multi-million dollar fines for U.S. companies who don't protect the privacy of their European customers.
There's a lot at stake, including a massive free trade deal with Europe. The European Union and the German intelligence service are both sending teams to the U.S. next week to meet with government officials about spying. But as one former French foreign minister put it, let's be honest, we eavesdrop too. We just don't have the same means as the United States.